Amen. I just want us to reflect on Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And just pick one or two lessons there and we pray. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And I read from the New Living Translation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. There are just some few things I want us to pick in this area and study and see. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1. That is the beginning of all things, the beginning of the scripture. And I say this is the beginning where God revealed himself to man. This is the first time we are encountering God as we use the Bible. And if we take the chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. One thing I have learned from this era is that God revealed himself to man as a working being. He revealed himself in the process of what? Working. God revealed himself while he was creating the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And so you and I, who are created in the image and likeness of God, need to also desire work. If you are here and you are lazy, you don't want to work, then you are not of God. Because God is a God of work. And Jesus will say in John chapter 5, verse 17, that my Father continues to work, so I am also working. So God is constantly working. So you and I need to also desire work. But we have some people who think work is necessary evil. If we have the opportunity, we'll lie down, get up, eat, sleep, get up, eat, sleep, get up, and eat without doing any work. Amen. But God is telling you and I from Genesis chapter 1 that work is very, very important to us. Out of what God did, it made this earth a place that is conducive for living beings. Because there was no form. Everything was in chaos until God started doing something. And so, your work will have an impact in somebody's life. The teachers have a slogan that no matter what who you are, or you can boast of who you are, but the teacher taught you. They impact the knowledge on us. So whatever that you're doing, know that that service is going a long way to have an impact in somebody's life. What are you doing? What work are you doing? You think that work is not important? Probably you are here, you are a tailor, you are a seamstress. And mostly, you people, you have a sickness. You promise somebody, come today and collect your dress. The person will come. That's the time you'll be fixing the pattern. Or you wait, or something happen. But I tell you, if you be sincere, you give the person, come today 3 o'clock. By the time the person comes, the thing is ready. Do you think the person will go in somewhere again? And the service you are providing is you are covering the person. You are protecting the person's nakedness. Amen. So it's a service to mankind. So you put it down and you'll be doing other things. Do you think to have effect in people's life? You are a hairdresser. People come for you to do hair. You leave it and you start by biting, doing concern. You are a food vendor to provide service so that when somebody is hungry and at that particular time the person cannot eat, the person can come and you feed the person. And you think you can ask some concoction. Hallelujah. So whatever that we are doing, we are doing it for the benefit of our brother and our sister. One thing too we have to learn from this area is that God is a creative God. Amen. He is a creative God. It's out of love that God created the world, the heavens and the earth. If he wanted, he wouldn't have done it. And if you read from the chapter 1 going down, you see the way God created the heavens. He created everything in order. So he's creative. So you and I need to be creative in whatever that we do. Not that this is what I know that they are doing it. So you cannot change it. There are certain things you cannot change. But with the gift of creativity, you'll be able to change a lot of things. And in this world that we find ourselves, we can only survive if only we are creative. Amen. If you are not creative and you say, oh, this is what I know my grandfather used to do, my father do, and I'll continue doing that, then you'll be out of the world. Because you need to be creative to be able to move with the world. Developed countries, people are pumping about $10 billion for people to come out with curriculum, for people to be creative and think deep to come out with ideas. We are still here. We don't even know our educational left and right. So do you think the child over there, we here, we can match? Because already the person is thinking of what he can do. We are not thinking of that. So today we want to pray to God that we want to be creative. God should give us that spirit of creativity that will be able to come out with new ideas. Do you know that one single idea can make you rich in this world? You just need that single idea of God to drop in your mind. Put it into action and see the dollars that will begin to flow. They to me will say that if you are a human being and you sleep more than 8 hours, don't think of riches. If you sleep more than 8 hours a day, then what is the extra time? Because that's the normal sleep of everybody. So if you want to make it in life, sleep less than even 8 hours and use the others. Use them and see what is going to happen. Hallelujah. Many times, we'll be coming from school Sundays around 11 p.m., 12 a.m. in the night. Then you see people playing Owari, drafts, and others taking their tea, laughing, watching TV. They are not putting any judicious use of their time. Then the next day, they see somebody who is struggling at that period, going to seek for knowledge, the person progressing, then you begin to grumble. Oh, just this day, I will know this guy, but look at where he is now. He's not bluffing. He's not bluffing. Amen. The person has used his time. So we, the youth, let us not misuse our time. The television, the team is tell somebody's vision. But some of us, who, from morning to evening, we are telling somebody's vision. What is your vision? Let us be creative. And we see what the Lord can do for us. Amen. Then we go to the verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was all over the face of the deep. Do you know that there are certain times you feel empty? There are certain times in your life things are not going well. There are certain times in your life, everything is crumbling. Amen. You are a God creature. That is the world that was the best. Confusion, there was confusion in this world until the power of God, until God began to intervene in the chaos that was happening in this world, and things became in orderly manner. So there are moments in our life that there will be confusion in our life. That anything that you hold, you become confused. There's darkness in your life. Things are not going well. Your business is not going. Your education, things, like everything is just standstill. This is the time you need God in your life. Hallelujah. You feel empty. Even you feel lifeless, as if you are dead. And that's the time you see people who even walking on the street, even without knowing that they are in the middle of the road. Because at that time, the person is a dead person walking. He's without form and his whole life is disorganized. This is the time you need God in your life. But still, at that particular time, you realize that the Spirit of God is just around you. The Spirit of God is speaking to you. But the Spirit of God was just hovering over the face of the waters. So, at this particular point in time, if you realize that this is the state at which you find yourself, now begin to seek the light of God in your life. Hallelujah. So, the Spirit of God was hovering over the water, and God said, let there be light. So in times where things seem to be standstill, you are empty, you are dry, everything is crumbling in your life, begin to seek the light of God in your life. Hallelujah. And when the light of God comes in your life, you begin to see things going in orderly manner in your life. Things will be restored back to you again. Many of the chaos things that is happening in this world is just because we abandon God. And we think we can use our own human wisdom, ability to do things. And that is bringing the confusion, the chaos in this world. We've abandoned the creator, the maker of this world. As one comedian, Nigerian comedian, was that we need not to depend on the promises of the government. We need to depend on the promises of God. Amen. They are all starting with Jean, but one is the greater. So you and I, we should not depend on the promises of the government, but we should depend on the promises of God, because the promises of God will never fail us. Amen. And we need to seek this light of God to renew our mind. You see, and when we take the olden days, when they are going to anoint the prophet or a king, they pour the oil on the person's head. And so, what we need to do is that seek the light of God to renew your mind. Many of us have negative mindsets, and that is why we are not able to progress. Say, oh, this person is doing me, this person is my enemy, my downfall, he's causing my downfall. Have positive mindsets. Our late brother used to, Takwana was saying that the father, though not a Christian, advised him that have nothing with anybody. Many of us, our families are in confusion and chaos, and we need to seek the light of God. Our families are in darkness. We need to seek the light of God. Let God speak. Let there be light in the family. Let there be light in your life. Hallelujah. And if this light is in our life, you see that many things will be in order. Many things will begin to do well in our lives. But because this light is not there, many things are crumbling in our lives. The other area I want us to just look at is God's Spirit was active in creation. God's Spirit was active in creation. Because in the verse 1, it's saying that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth. And God spoke the word, and the Spirit began to do his work. And in our era today, the Spirit is still active in our salvation mission. But many are those of us who don't even know the power of the Spirit in our lives. Many of us will pray and finish with having asking the Spirit to guide us, to lead us of how to pray. The scriptures will tell us that the Spirit will help us to pray, even in times that we don't even know how to pray. The Spirit prays for us in groans that words cannot understand. But many of us abandon the Spirit. The Spirit will just, like the scenario here, the Spirit is just hovering around us, but we are not asking the Spirit to do his work in our life. It's time for us to ask the Spirit to take control of our lives. Ask the Spirit to bring that renewal in our life. And you see that many things will begin to happen in our lives. But we've so long abandoned the Spirit in all that we do. Many decisions that we take, we even forget of the Holy Spirit to ask him, lead me to take the right decision. When we take the decision and we land in the wrong place, there we begin to cry back to God. But we're forgetting to ask the one who is by our side, who is to lead us. Amen. So let us put the Holy Spirit in use. The final thing I want us to look at is that from the verse 1 to verse 5 tells us of a powerful God who is in control of all situations. Amen. He is powerful God who is in control of all situations. So I don't know what you may be going through right now. The situation you find yourself right now. Probably your world is crumbling. You have been disappointed. You are sick for a long time. Things are not working. Know that you are serving a powerful God. And like our brother said, He is bigger than that situation. Hallelujah. He is bigger than that problem. Seek Him and allow Him to speak light into that situation. And see that there will be order in your life. Let us just examine ourselves and see where I am now. Is my life full of darkness? Am I empty? Am I dry? Am I void? Where am I? And let us ask God, who is so powerful and who is in control of all situations, to take control over that situation, to separate that darkness that is in our life and put His light in our life so that there will be order, there will be sanity in our lives. Praise the Lord. So that will be our prayer this evening. That God will let His light shine. Shine in our minds. Shine in our hearts. Have open-minded. Let this light lead you to have positive mindset. That I can do it. Not by my own strength, but through the one who strengthened me. That's what St. Paul said. I can do all things through the one who strengthens me. And that's always my slogan. When tough challenges are coming, I say, oh no, this is not my problem. I can do it. Hallelujah. I can do it. Because I just want to give you this testimony. I'm a technical student. I went to WaseTech. I did building construction. I went to Poly. I did building technology, HND. Now I've diverted to do business course. Amen. 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 There's nothing beyond God's control. And now I'm a business student. Hallelujah. And when it become critical, I'll become a technical student there too. So do you think if you're in the job market and things are critical, who will survive? Hallelujah. So it's not by mind, it's not by power, it's just by the grace of God. And this evening, that is our prayer. That God should give us that spirit of creativity. That is my prayer. One idea can change your situation. And it's my prayer that if my situation change, God should not let me forget of Him. But as you still know Him, worship Him, and support His kingdom. Supposing about 10 of us in this group are millionaires, do you think God of God prayer group will lack anything? Will not lack anything. I remember when we went to Kumasi to launch the Ashanti New Bible, just opening a cloth, the cloth they used to cover the Bible, somebody wrote a check, 100 million, for opening the cloth. And the 100 millions were flowing without the 50. Hallelujah. And this is what we want to see in the church. That we'll be able to support the kingdom of God. But it takes you and I to take that bold decision. So the kingdom of God will continue to grow from grace to grace. Shall be on our feet.
I have known power of my own. I have known power of my own. Oh, I depend on you, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, I have no power of my own. I depend, I depend on you, Holy Spirit of God. I have no power of my own.
Shout, thank God for our lives. Thank Him for His faithfulness. Thank Him for His blessings, for His guidance and protection, for who you are today. Just begin to thank God and bless the name of the Lord. I put an barca a misere, and now a malo, a gubun zon and gushi, malo zon and malti, and to be belun sawatanga, and dear put back a misere. Father, we bless and we thank you. We worship you, Lord. We honor you for your goodness and praise you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your guidance, for the gift of the day, for guiding us up to this hour. Lord, we bless the holiness. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We give you the adoration. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you. I want us to thank God for our individual works. Want to bless the name of the Lord for the various places that He has called us to work. And want to pray that the good Lord may bless the fruit of our hands, that wherever that we are, our work will be beneficial to our brothers and sisters. Let's begin to pray, committing whatever, thanking God first for the work that God has given to you. And pray that God will pass through that work to bless somebody. Father, we bless you, we bless you, Lord. We honor you, we glorify thy name. We praise you, O Lord God Almighty. We thank you for the various works that, Lord, you have blessed us with. We thank you, O Lord, you are worthy. We say, blessed be thy name. Lord, may you bless the fruit of our hands. Bless everything that, Lord, we do, that it will be beneficial to our brothers and sisters. We honor you, we bless you, we give you the glory in the name of Jesus. There are many times we doubt the power of God in our lives. Things happen in our life and we doubt the power of God. We even doubt whether God is in existence because our will is crumbling. So just surrender to God. Surrender to His authority, to His power, and say, yes, Lord, I believe you are powerful. I believe you are mighty. I believe you are able to do it for me. Just surrender to the Lord. Surrender your thoughts, your heart before the Lord.
I surrender,
my Lord. Authority, O Lord. We surrender our hearts before you. We surrender our minds before you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
He is able to deliver. He is able
to deliver. Oh, my Messiah. Oh, he's able to deliver. My Messiah. My Messiah.
He's able to deliver.
He's able. My Lord
is able to deliver.
My Messiah, my Messiah. Oh,
he's able to deliver.
My Messiah, my Messiah. Oh, ask the Lord that to speak in your life. Ask the Lord that the light of the Lord may shine in your life, may shine in your family, in whatever situation that there is darkness, that the light of God will shine. That's the way. Dear poor, Adana, Vielna, shine up on your poor. Lord, I just surrender my life to you. Let your light shine in my life in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine in my family, my workplace. Every part of my life, I surrender you. Let your light take control in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. You are able to do it in my life. You are able to do it in my family. You are able to do it everywhere, oh Lord. Because I've done it, and Lord, you are able. We depend on your power, oh Lord. We bless you, exalt you, and give you the glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to cry to the Lord that the good Lord may give us that spirit of wisdom, that spirit of creativity. That the Lord may direct us into things that we can do to bring glory and honor to His soul. And just begin to pray, asking the Lord to take control and lead us into doing His own way. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender before you, O Lord. We pray that, Lord, may you give us that spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and gift of creativity. Direct our life into things that Lord will do to bring glory and honor to your holy name, O Lord. Father, we depend on your power. We depend on you, O Lord. We surrender before you. Let your light shine into us, O Lord, and grant us that gift of wisdom. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In many areas in this world, we've abandoned God, we've forgotten of God. We want to ask God that the Lord, the light of the Lord may shine in our country, Ghana. That the Lord himself may take control over the things that are happening in this nation, that his name be glorified. Just begin to pray, lifting the country, Ghana, into the hands of the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are lifting you before you, this nation. We are praying that may your light shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Take control of our Father, all places in our life. We pray that all the authorities, the leadership in this country, may your light shine in their life, oh Lord. Lead them into it, to grace the Father, may be able to let my shame, Kandala Lamana. Oh, Mala Shiri, Nala Lamana, Shiri, Kandala Lamana. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some people's minds are filled with darkness. Their life are filled with darkness. And so they are prepared to go and kill hundreds of people. Want to pray before the presence of God. That the light of God may shine into these people's life. That the Lord may liberate them from their bondage. And let His light shine so that peace will continue to be in place without that as well. Just begin to lift them to the hands of the Lord. Father, the Lamana Shiri, the Lamana Shiri, the Lamana Shiri, the Lamana. Oh, Mala Shiri Kayana, la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la.
We are lifting the church in into the hands of God. We are bringing before the throne of God, the Pope, the cardinals, the bishops, the priests, all those who are into the vineyard of the Lord, that the good Lord may take control. And let his name be glorified in the church. Let's begin to lift the church into the hands of the Lord.
Father,
we are praying, Father, lifting the church before you.
We
bring before you, Father, the Pope, the cardinals, the bishops, all those around him, even taking the decision to lead the church. We pray that, Lord, may your light lead them, may your spirit lead them in the name of Jesus. We are praying before you, all priests, all evangelists, all religious. I pray before you, oh Lord. We pray that, Lord, may take control in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray committing the diocese of Wah. We are lifting the leadership, the bishop, the monsignors, all those around, the priests. We are praying that God should take control of the leadership of Wah diocese. That God will let his light take control and bring revival. In this diocese, just begin to pray, lift in this diocese, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the gift of white diocese. We thank you, Father, for the gift of the leadership. Lord, we bring them before you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, take control in the name of Jesus. We pray for revival in the name of Jesus. Oh, Manasseh, Kaya, la, 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 Manasseh, la, 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 la. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord.
Do something new in our lives. Something new in our lives. Something new in our lives. Oh, God.
Oh,
do something new in our lives.
Congress independent. We want to pray that God will take control and pray for the success of this Dyson Congress. I pray lifting the Congress into the house of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you this Dyson Congress. We pray for the planning committee, every decision that will be taking place. We pray that Lord may spread lead and direct. We pray for the success of this Congress to the glory of your holy name. Take control of everything in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shall we just thank God for the opportunity given to us to be here this evening? For having poured our hearts petition before. Just thank you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. We give you the glory. We are waiting. We are waiting, we are waiting, Lord. We are mighty. We praise thy holy name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, my Lord. We are saying.
Beginning is now and ever shall be, world without end.